Father, even now. Thank you for your presence that is in this building. God, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Father, allow it to continue. As you said in Revelations, that you walk up and down the aisle to see who wants you. Father, as we seek you this morning, you promised that if we seek you with all of our hearts, we will find you. So Lord, have your way. Lord, take over. Put me behind your Shekinah glory, where people won't see or hear me, but they will see and hear you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We ought to give God praise right now. We just ought to give God praise. We may not know this, but it's all about his glory. Our lives really should be all about his glory. Everything about you and me ought to be about his glory. If it's not, then it's wrong. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for his, wow, his, as the Bible calls it, his tender loving care. It's not just love, it's tender. Even when God corrects us, it's tender. And it's love to get us in the right place. I guess I better preach, huh? It's already, well, I'm not going to go by my watch. Apparently, my watch is wrong. Let's get started. You don't have to stand. I do got a question on the table. What is our determined purpose in life? You may not know that from an intellectual or from a point of studying that, of knowing that, but let me help you. Whatever we pursue the most, we have made that our life purpose. Somebody didn't hear me. You may not have thought about it, but whatever you pursue, whatever you put your thoughts on, that is our pursuit. And many times we can get caught up in pursuing stuff that we never intended on allowing it to happen. The devil is, his greatest power is deception. And if we do not gather ourselves in prayer and intentionally begin to determine where we're going, to make application of where we go. If we're not actively pursuing God, I guarantee you we are pursuing something else. Listen to Paul. As he said, for my determined purpose, my determined pursuit is that I may know him and that I may progressively become deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person. I can stop right there. You know, he's saying, what I've discovered is the best thing that ever happened to me is Jesus. What he's saying is, the more I get to know him, the more I fall in love with him, and the more I find who I am in him. So I said, he said, I'm really blessing myself. In my relationship with Christ, who created me, who made me for himself, I find myself at home in him more than I'm at home anyplace else. I'm not talking religion. The more you hold back from him, you are really holding back from yourself. The more I yield to him and give to him and deal with me, and allow him to deal with me, the more I discover I've been missing out. The lie in the Garden of Eden is still a successful lie today. It wasn't that the fruit looked good. What Satan told them was this: God is holding back on you, and you need to go get it for yourself. You need to go make your life yourself. And I hate to say this, but I got to say, all of us been tricked, deceived, bamboozled. What's that? Hoodwink. He done put some drugs in our drink. He has deceived us. And the worst thing, I know that's in the world, but we can still be in the church where truth is being taught and not listen. Hold on. Let me go back. Some of us are willingly in deception. You know what I discovered is that when I look back, it wasn't that good. But when you don't have nothing to compare it to, you settle for the crumbs Satan gives you. Paul is talking about his own life here. He's saying, now, I have always, but now that I know, now that I have tasted of the Lord, how can I say this? By faith, we have to taste enough until we make the decision that the Lord is better than anything else we are holding on to. You don't get this at first taste. You get this at by faith, because of the fear of the Lord, you taste more and more. But after a while, you begin to say, you know what? I'm not chasing him because I fear him. I'm chasing him because with every little taste, every step I take, the more I tap into him, the closer I get to him, I recognize he's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I'm not satisfied with what I got. I'm determined. I'm going to get everything he has for me, because it's Jesus or nothing. It takes maturity to get here. But what we need to do is keep tasting, trusting, walking, tapping in, leaning into him, have a prayer life, read the Bible. You know what happens? When you keep reading, what begins to happen, the puzzle of his revelation begins to give you illumination. Several times throughout the Bible, the Lord said, you see it's in the Old Testament and New Testament, he said, seek my face. He says, when you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found. Ooh, a top. Tastes pretty good. Let me try again. That's what some of us are doing. Don't even realize that what we're chewing on is killing us. Proverbs 27 says, he says, because we have no redemptive revelation, no illumination of him, and watch this, and ourselves in him. I did not find myself until I allowed the Lord to come in. Let me say something else. I was not in pursuit of him. In fact, I was running the opposite way, and he came and got me. I like to say this, and some of y'all are here. You running, and you know you running. You know he's calling. And you think you're running free, but the truth is you're that wild horse that has a rope around its neck and is tied to a post. And God will let you run, buck, kick, but he still got you. he let Paul run, because Paul said, he said, when he knocked Paul off his life, he said, it's hard to kick against the goat, Paul. Paul, I've been calling you. You know I've been messing with you. You know, you've been shaking me off. But he got Paul to the place that he wrapped that rope around the post until his nose was up against the post and he couldn't move no more. He loves us that much that he intentionally does that so that he can begin to love on us. My problem is not with the person who don't know. My problem is with the person who does know. What would make us run from a love like this? After realizing all that he has done for us, why aren't we sold out? I was talking to somebody, and we just met, and the person said this. He said, You still light up when you talk about him. You still excited. But how long you been a Christian? And I started thinking about that. I said, and I can feel myself. My eyes get big. My heart starts to beat back. You know what? I'm in awe of him. He keeps showing more of himself. It should not get old. He should not get... He says to the church in Revelation, he says, go back to your first love. He said, I got one thing against you. He said, you are not in love with me no more. And what he says, I haven't changed, but you have moved. You're not paying attention how good I am. You are infatuated with something else. That there has to be a constant renewing. And that's what Paul said. He said, I want to get deeper. I'm not allowing anything else to take my focus off of him. He said, matter of fact, as he goes on, he says this. He says, I have found me in Christ. The me I was created to be, and the created me that's supposed to be is better than any me I can come up for myself. Many of us have made our own idols of who we're supposed to be. The problem is, it's not working for you. It won't work for you. Idols have to be torn down for us to see more of him. God just touch you and say, he's up to something. He's up to something. He says in Hosea 4:6, he says, my people, that's what he said, my people are dying because they don't know. There's degrees of blindness. If you're saved, you are not totally blind. Totally. If you're not saved, you don't see him. You don't know him. Matthew 7, they said, this is that during the judgment. They said, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We preach in your name. We did miracles in your name. And the Lord said, you was used by me, but you never knew me. You never let me in. You hung around. Judas hung around. Oh, yes, he did. He cast out demons like the rest of them. He ate with Jesus like the rest of them. I mean, from outside looking in, he looked like he was one of them. Y'all get me? From outside looking in, he was one of the disciples. From outside looking in, you couldn't tell him from any different from the rest of the disciples because he assimilated himself to act like everybody else. It's easy to do church. Any good demon can do church. The devil does church, sure. Matter of fact, he's speaking to you right now while I'm preaching. He's telling some of y'all, he don't know what he's talking about. And some of y'all are listening. Some of y'all, as soon as y'all walk out in the vestibule, you're going to forget everything I said. Why? Because he don't want us to get, I'm going to go there. The devil is afraid of you. The devil is afraid of us. He don't want you to catch hold of what God has made you to be. You don't know how powerful you are. We're in a spiritual fight, and some of us are playing with demons. And don't even realize everything we deal with is either of the devil or it's of God. We are living in a natural existence, but the forces that are working behind the scene are spiritual. We either are manifesting the character of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the patience of Jesus, or we are manifesting the attitude of the devil. I am, when I get out of alignment, I'm allowing the spiritual kingdom of darkness to manifest. My old person isn't dead. I keep on telling y'all, we bipolar. We are spiritually bipolar. But you got, and I got the power to choose who I walk in. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. And we got to get close enough to the Lord until we constantly more and more choose him. just want, let's go back to what Paul was saying, my scripture. Let's go back there. Look what he says. He says, in the same way to know the power outflowing from his resurrection. Paul saying, I have experienced the power that lifted up Jesus in my life, and I want more. Hold on, do you see what I see? Do you see what Paul is saying? He says, I have made myself available that the power of God flows through me to help to affect the world around me. He said, I know it's not my power, it's his power, but I feel it when it moves through me. He said, I see change around me because I have made myself available and not make it about me anymore. It's all about him. Can I go a little bit deeper? I need to get close to this without jumping over. If love is not flowing through you, the gauge for whether you are walking in the Spirit of God is love. Love for him, the love for the people around you. The most powerful thing you and I possess in our arsenal of spiritual weapons is love. Whenever we don't allow the love of God flow through us, we have blockage in our spiritual bucket. there's a flow. Look at he said, I want to overflow in the resurrected power of Christ, which starts with love. Because if we are not ministering out of love, we can't be ministering out of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the character of Jesus, and Jesus was love. Sometimes we make it more religious than reality. Now, this my worship, your worship is in our living. If you're not worshiping, that's living in the love of Christ outside of here. You're not worshiping here. No, our life is worship. Hebrews chapter 12, talking about, Romans chapter 12, it is to sacrifice, to lay down our lives, put it in his hands, and let him live through us. Then he said, which is our reasonable worship. He said, that's worship. God says in John chapter 4, it is the Father's desire to be worshiped in spirit and truth. Listen, if I don't preach through love, I don't care how good it is, God's not satisfied. If the motives behind what we do, why we do, is not love, guess what? Wipe it off the table when we get to heaven. This is a heart thing. God wants our hearts. He said, when you seek me with all of your heart, all of my heart, he said, then I'll show you. I'll show up. I will manifest myself. He said, hold on, look how powerful this is. He said, me and the Father will come and make our abode in you, because now that you have accepted Jesus, you are his temple. Walking, living, talking, temples. And we determine how much he flows out. What a privilege. What a privilege. I wish I had that credit card on me. I don't got no credit card on me, but I'm gonna act like I got my spiritual credit card. I know Randy got credit cards, I know. But he's the first one that reached in his pocket. You, man. Matter of fact, it has the picture of it that you waved this. I knew you had a wave. I knew. Watch this. You walk in a situation at work, and you give it to the Lord, and instead of letting them take you there, it's a battle. Our problem is we don't see from a spiritual dimension. We just being human. When God came and got me, just got through with a spiritual battle with the devil. And when he said choose, I said, Lord, I don't want to choose because I feel like a chess piece on a board and this is too immense for me. I didn't say that, but I felt that. It was beyond description. The two kingdoms at battle. All I know is, be honest with you, I was saying to myself, I don't want to be part of this. This is too much. This is too big. This is indescribable. I said, I felt like, oh. And God said, choose. I said, Lord, I choose. And what I came away with is that this is bigger than any of us can ever imagine. The battle over you. The battle over us. And we're playing. Because we don't know. When God gives us a glimpse, no matter how much he loves us, and if you ever got a glimpse of how much the devil hates you, you would quit playing. We don't get it because Satan has set a smoke over us that we have no clue, and we have relegated to religion when it's really about God. We get mad when the service changed because it's about us, we think. When we move tradition out the way and make it about him because he wants to be worshipped, we get mad because really it's about us. If we came in here and made it all about God from beginning to end, we were complaining about everybody else. It's him. It's him. It's not about us. Swipe. You ought to be coming in here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to worship. How can I? Lord, Paul is so determined that there was no stopping him. All the persecution, everyone, people trying to kill him, and he got his eyes set because he said, Lord, it's you that I need. And I'm not going to let nobody get in my way because I have tasted enough of you that I realize you're my strength. You're my peace. You're my joy. You're my soul satisfaction. I find who I am in you. I got a question. How many of us have said this? Oh, this is just the way I am. I said that too. You don't know enough to know who you are. Till God shows you if he's the creator of us, if he's the maker of us, if he's the one who made us for himself. Without him, what do you know? He says in Colossians, he said, he's the creator. Christ Jesus is the creator of all the earth. He's the one who set it in motion. Matter of fact, it said he holds it together because the negative and positive molecule pieces wants to come apart. Things will start exploding if he didn't hold it together. Let's go a little bit deeper. He said, I made you for myself. I created you for myself. So if we was created in him and for him and by him, where do you think we're going to find our satisfaction in? The closer I get to Jesus, the better I realize he is to me. It's illumination, it's revelation. But you know what I constantly have to do? Put Tracy down. Let's go another one. Make Tracy shut up. I got to put away his attitude. And every day is a fight. This is the key, to know that it's a fight. To acknowledge that it's a fight. And then be willing to fight. To submit, to fight. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Then we're out of here. Then I'm done. This is what it says. 2 Corinthians. Is that the one I want? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 16, 18. I'm going, they can catch up with me. I might be quoting the wrong verse, but they'll catch up with me. This is what he says. He says, now that the veil has been lifted, and now you see. He said, now Jesus has come to pathway, set us free, so that we can begin to be free. Now watch this. The freedom is being able to look and see. Watch this. You see a little bit, but we all have to have the will to see more. God has given you the power, and it says, I don't know if this version says, it says, looking into the word of life. Looking, watch this. For Jesus, not information, looking to see him. It's what Paul is saying. He said, I keep looking that I may know him more. Know the power. He is swiping the credit in Christ to have the power to see Jesus more. It's using and with faith and expecting to see him more. It goes on to say that as I look intensely by faith, I see not only him, but I see myself in him. Hold on. You see the you in him that you are becoming. Watch this. And what you see in him, watch this, is that you're becoming more like Jesus, because we have been now born again to take on his image, because it's Christ in us that we can become more like him. But I and you have to participate in the molding process. Hallelujah. Our prayer life and our reading life and our seeking life determines how much like him we become. It's dying to what I think I want to be and becoming what he's calling me to be. There's a battle raging in you and me, because you want to be what you want to be. I want to be what I want to be. But Christ said, this is what I want you to be. And we got to, by faith, say, help me to to want to become like you in the name of Jesus. Help me to put down myself in the name of Jesus. Help me little by little step closer and closer. Let me watch it. I'm almost done. There was a gym teacher who was a fireman who was, that's when they used to stand on the back. He fell off the fire truck. They was going fast. The only way he survived, he tucked and rolled. When we fall, know what we need to do? Tuck and roll. Roll a little bit closer. Don't roll backwards, roll forward. See, the way we're gonna make it is we're gonna tuck and roll. Don't get stuck with feeling down. Don't get stuck in unforgiveness. Don't get stuck saying I can't make it. Don't get stuck and believe the devil lie. Don't get stuck and think it's gonna always be this way. You know what you need? You need in the name of Jesus. After I tuck and roll, I'm getting back up, and I'm more determined than ever to chase my Jesus, to chase my Lord. See, he loves me too much for me to get stuck in nothing. I have made up my mind that stuff are falling off of me. The old me is sitting down, and the new me is rising up. In the name of Jesus, I'm changing. I'm changing. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting better. I'm changing. The stuff I used to do, I don't do no more. And there's some stuff I still got to pull off. But in his name, by tapping into his name, by tapping into his power, today I'm here. Tomorrow, I'll be here. Why? Because I stepped in to the power of Jesus that keeps me, that teaches me, that walks with me. Somebody need to tap into Jesus. Turn to your neighbor and say, tap in. Tap in. Tuck and roll and tap in. Tuck and roll, get back up and say, I'm determined. Is there anybody determined? Is there anybody that want to get closer? Is there anybody want to experience his love? His power? To watch your ability to change the atmosphere. You better take it. There is yet for you to see who you really are. How can I say this? You have to shake off the lies of your past. I mean, I know I don't got a minute. You were set up from birth to go through the hurt you've been through in order that you wouldn't become what God has called you to be. You've been lied to since you was knee-high to a duck. And God is speaking to us, calling to us. That's why Paul said, there's a high calling on me. I hear him calling me out of what I thought was me. That is a lie to me. I hear him calling me to the next level in him. How many want to go to the next level? How many want to let go of stuff that, let me tell you, what the devil call you, that's not you. That's not true. But it's hearing the voice of God in your life and saying, yes, Lord, I trust you. I believe you. Because I want to be everything you say I am. Those at home, the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. And I rebuke him now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say that with me. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's allowing the Lord to come in and say, Lord, today I make you mine. I become yours. Take my life. So I can become what you say I am, what you called me to be. Call the numbers and we will get back to you. In the house, if the ministers go over here, for those that want to accept Jesus or want to join the church, the deacons are coming here if you just want to touch and agree with somebody in prayer. Because scripture says, when there's two or three that touch and agree on one accord, that he is in the midst. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I believe in the power of the word of God. Will you stand with me? Will you stand with me? Will you stand with me? Kenny Ground, I hate to put you on the spot, but you need to come pray, man. Those that want to come, come on, come on. Join up front. Join up front. Come on, don't be afraid. Come on, join up front. As a lady come, as they come, I need some ladies to come and join with them. As